We're continuing with Jewish history. We're up to the year 2473. We've been traveling in the desert now for 25 years. And Avimelech has a descendant named Yevus. As you will see, the city of Jerusalem is named Yevus. And this descendant of Avimelech, Yevus, builds a wall around Jerusalem. We've been out in the desert 25 years. And he starts building tremendous fortification. And that fortification was so powerful, it got the nickname Tzion. Why did he do that? Because he was scared of the Jews.
Tzion?
Yes. And the fortification was so powerful that even the Jews who were supposed to conquer Jerusalem could not. For years, the Jews were sealed out of Jerusalem until the days of King David, and he too was troubled as to how to conquer it. We advance to the year 2484. We've been in the desert 36 years. And at that point, Sihon goes and attacks the Moabites. And he goes to summon Beor, the father of Bilam. And he was the council of the Egyptian king. And he summons his son, Bilam, the two of them. He summons them from Petor, from Aram Naharaim. And he says, curse the Moabites for me so I could be victorious in the war. So Beor and Bilam come and they curse the Moabites. And Sihon goes to war. And Sihon kills the Moabite king and the sons of the Moabites. And he takes a great number into captivity. And he takes all the cities of Moab. He takes Cheshbon, one of the Moabite cities. And Sihon appoints his officers, his politicians in Cheshbon, and he gives great gifts to Beor and Bilam because he attributes his success to their curses. And the Jews are traveling near the Moabite desert, and we shift. Hashem says, don't go near the Moabites now. And so we shift towards Edom. We're traveling, it's 4 years later. We've returned. We've lived in Kadesh, and now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the 40th year, Miriam passes away on the 10th of Nisan, and she gets buried there. So there are two opinions as to where Miriam was buried. Some say next to Tveria, others say she was buried there in Kadesh. And her well sank in the Sea of Tveria, in the Kinneret. Moshe sends messengers to the Edomite king. Let me pass through. We won't harm you. And the Edomite king comes out. He takes his whole nation out to war. And so Israel says, okay, we don't need war. We're not fighting. They come to a mountain on top of a mountain called Hor Hahar. And Aaron passes away at the age of 123 on the 1st of Av. And the Arabs used to have a tradition as to where Aaron was buried. The Arabs used to have a tradition, which mountain is Hor Hahar, a very high mountain, which is a dual mountain. And the Arabs would say that there's no way to climb that mountain. That's why Aaron was buried there, because it was insurmountable. And on top of the mountain, it says there's all kinds of engravings. That's what the Arabs say. And there's a cave within a cave. And they have such a tradition that they have written in their history books. That's what he writes. And inside that mountain is a very nice kever, a very nice grave that's built beautifully. And it's written over there in Arabic, Aaron ben Amram. And I don't know. And he says on the lower cave, and on the lower cave, he says, it's written in big Arabic letters, Aaron ben Amram. And the writing is just under the upper grave. The writing on the wall of the cave, they say they don't know how to read. And it's almost erased. And the Arabs, it says, the Arabs say that there are those who can access it, and those who access it have to be tremendously skilled. And it says they light over there something called a chama. I don't know what that is. for the merit of Aaron. And on the eastern side of the mountain, there's a tremendous desert. And they say that over there, all the deceased of the desert are buried. And it says, the Arabs would say that if you dig over there in the desert, you'll see some people that are like giants, and you'll find some graves that are just empty. And
we don't know where it is, though.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, okay.
But he seems to have known where it was. Okay, so he says he saw, I don't know who he's quoting here, he says he saw that one cave, that one burial plot that was empty, and he saw a rib, and the rib was three hand widths wide, meaning this wide, one rib, he says that he found there. The Kanani, the king of Aram, prepares to fight Israel. And Israel got very scared because they saw a huge army. And the Jews started saying, maybe we should go back to Egypt. Look at that huge army that's preparing for us. And they start a mutiny. And they start traveling backwards. And they're traveling 3 days' journey back. And they go back to the place called Moserot Bnei Ya'akan. And they spend 30 days in that retreat. They've retreated from Israel 3 days' journey. And the Moshe and the Levites are waiting for the Jews to muster courage. And they see they're not ready to come back. They're saying, let's go back to Egypt. Now, this is the new generation of warriors. So Moshe and the Levites see that they have a problem. How could they move forward? And this is where we're going to pick up, Ezat Hashem, next time.